going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go as we start a new week on the podcast. I got something for Bones and Old Houses for Al at some point during this program. What's going on, man?
I like that, Jerry. We had I was kind of peopled out after this weekend.
I'm sure you were.
Because I had the event at Bradley Brew Project on Friday.
Yeah.
And then the Boomers event Saturday.
Yeah.
And I noticed an interaction in particular between you and another person.
Me.
Yeah, and I was right there, and I was kind of involved also, and it was like just like the perfect example of what happens at these events.
Okay.
Where there's people don't know what to say, so we just say nothing.
Sure. And I tried to save you at one point.
Okay. Well, I want to play the role of you're going to be you're Jerry Recco.
Yeah.
People know you from the radio. And I'll be like how things happen like this, and you just go along how you would answer. Hey, Jerry, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Things good?
Things are good.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, pretty good. How are things going at the radio station?
Same.
Yeah, great. And you're having a good time? All good?
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah. Everything's fine.
All right,
yourself?
Cool. I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, thanks for asking. You need anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I mean, it's that 1,000 times.
Yeah, it does happen a lot.
My goodness.
I feel like I've done a better job of asking people questions.
Oh, like a follow-up. That's a good idea.
Well, the one thing that drives me crazy, and this has nothing to do with Saturday night. This could have been Friday night. It could be anywhere you go, especially when some people will recognize us from the show, which is very nice, is when people will come up to you to say hello and then say nothing. It's like you initiated. Like I was good on my own. Everything's fine. So I've gotten to the point. So there was I don't even think it was necessary in this case, but I've gotten so used to just firing questions back at people. A very nice woman tapped me on. So I was talking to Janelle from Garmany. We were talking about golf. He brought his wife over. I'd never met her. We're actually having a very nice conversation. This was after I tried to save you.
Thank you.
But I saw Janelle and he actually came over. So I said hello. And then I turned my back on you. Sorry. And in the middle of the conversation, a nice lady, she's like, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I want to introduce myself. She goes, I listen to you and Al every morning. She couldn't have been nicer. She introduced me to her husband and the couple they were with. And before it would get awkward, which it might not have, I don't know, because she was a talker, I would say. I kind of flipped it back on her. Why do you get up so early? Do you have to get up early? What part of the show do you like? What could we do better? You know, does your husband even care? Or are you the fan? Like, and we had a very nice.
That was good, Jerry.
But I feel like I interview people sometimes, but I actually think it works.
No, that could definitely work. It definitely changes it up. to what the, how's it going? Good. It does. Everything's good. Yeah, everything. Blah, blah,
see,
blah,
and
blah,
that's
blah.
The, and sometimes, too, you'll see people that you are very familiar with, and even they have nothing to say.
Yeah, we got nothing.
It's like, dude, then just keep moving.
Yeah.
Like, say hello. If you need anything, I'm here. See you later.
Right.
That's good. Nothing yeah. wrong with that. So, that you are funny.
Then I took a car service in.
Yeah.
And then a car service out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two different drivers.
Okay.
But there's also pressure to talk to the drivers.
How does that work? You got to tip each of them, or does that go on the bill and it's a pre-tip?
So everything is billed by the owner.
Okay. Even the tip.
Yeah, even the tip. I said to the guy, when I was asking for pricing, and he said, this is what it is
mm-hmm.
for both ways combined. I said, okay. I go, is that tip included? Is that taxes?
Right.
He said, it's taxes, tolls, tips. Everything's
great.
Included.
Great.
But I still, even knowing that.
You still feel weird?
I felt like the driver was looking for a cash tip, but that was part of the tip was worked in there already.
Interesting.
He may not have been. That may have just been my perception.
Yeah.
But I also, first of all, you have to feel like you kind of have to talk to the drivers. And then I feel like, oh my God, this is an hour and 15 minute ride.
It's a long ride.
And then I've got to go to this place and
talk
and be sociable.
Yeah. Yeah. How was it getting into the city? It was an hour 15, no traffic?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. It was clear. Going home, too.
I kind of figured going home, you'd probably be okay.
Yeah, it was all good. But the other thing I got to think of, because both drivers in our conversations, both drivers had worked a lot of rides that day. Like, they were making runs from JFK to
That's
Jersey.
That's what they do, yeah.
Part of me felt like, is this guy going to be tired?
Yeah. I mean, we're tired sometimes.
Yeah, I'm tired all the time driving.
For sure, yeah.
And it made me think back. I never used to consider that. Like, if somebody else was driving, whatever, that's your problem.
Well, better make it your problem.
But when Boomer told the story that many years ago, I think he was with the Bengals maybe, where he was going somewhere where he had a driver.
Yeah.
And the guy started dozing off. And Boomer had to, like, shake the guy like, yo, wake up. And I feel like, ever since that, Boomer almost always chooses to drive himself.
I don't blame him. Stay in control.
It's scary.
I know. I agree. Well, it's also, too, like, we put so much faith in the driver. Like, we get into a cab. For years, I never put a seatbelt on. Now I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really trusting this guy who's treating this like the Indianapolis Speedway.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting a seatbelt on, you know?
The cool part is, like, sometimes, like, I'm not talking about Uber drivers, but if you're working for a company that has cars, a lot of them are ex-cops, which I like.
Okay.
Because I'm like, if there's any sort of road rage incident, my man's got it handled.
Yeah, understood. I hear you.
But it was 360 each way.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I mean, you're coming from a far distance.
Yeah.
An hour and 15 minutes from South Jersey into, I shouldn't say South Jersey, but the Jersey Shore. Into Manhattan on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And leaving Manhattan on a Saturday night, that's a haul, man.
Yeah, and if I would have ordered an Uber, maybe it would have been at least $200, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how it would have been cheaper. And I think you did it the right way. Even if you drove. Like, if you really factor in driving, clearly it's not 360 each way. I know that. But if you factor in the gas, the tolls, the time,
congestion pricing,
the parking, all of it, I would venture to guess it's going to cost you $120 just to drive into this. Because I think the parking's got to be $65 on a Saturday night, maybe more.
Yes.
I'm not even sure. And then you look at the tolls. There's no brakes anymore. Now it's 18 to get in. It's another 9 for congestion. I mean, I'm at 27 for just tolls, plus the Jersey Turnpike and the Parkway. So I'm at $35 for you, maybe $36 already. And then the time and the gas, it's at least going to be on. So I'm not, and they got to make money. The company's got to make money. The driver's got to make money. That doesn't shock me.
And I'm feeling better about, like, it's funny, like, there used to be you would hire a professional car service to take you places. Then Uber and Lyft came out. And it's like, oh, this is much cheaper. I'm going to go this way.
Sure.
And now I'm back to the professional guys. I can't have a weed smoking moron show up.
Let me ask you this. When you've gotten because this is the one time or the few times that I've actually ordered these cars and have not had that smell. When you get the black car.
Yeah, I haven't tried that.
I've only done it a few times. I've done it with my wife going to weddings twice, and we did it from the airport one time. and it was not like getting in the, you know, Prius that reeks of weed. It was, that car is up to standards, and it's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely do that next time. I mean, if next time I take an Uber or Lyft, I would get the black car.
I'll tell you what I'm doing next year. Next year, I'm taking the black car from Uber or Lyft. I'm taking that to the Staten Island Ferry. I'm not
driving.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah. Only because I only had two drinks the other night. I didn't go crazy. That was it. Two drinks over 4 hours, whatever. So I was fine. But there's a part of you like, oh, just ease. That's it. Can't have any more. Well, if I got a car waiting for me, like, why the hell not?
Yeah, why not?
And let me tell you this real quick about the ferry. This has nothing to do with the ride. You know the ride's great. It's easy. It's quick. It is amazing to me. So Saturday night was a strange night because when I got on the boat, the sky was clearing. And by the time I got off the boat and got into the place, it was a downpour. So it was a very strange night. But last year when we took the ferry, I don't remember the rush of people to the left side of the boat. I got on the ferry the other night and people were lined up waiting for the doors to open. And literally a lot of them were running till they could get to the left side of the boat. Well, that's kind of strange. I'm like, okay. So as we're going, it hit me. They were all doing that for the Statue of Liberty and the photos.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people that weren't speaking English. And I'm sitting there in the moment realizing like how much we take for granted, like how great where we live is and the freedoms that we have. There was a guy, his wife, and it looked like their kids. I swear to God, I think the guy was crying as his wife was taking the photo of him with the statue. I'm sitting there like, God, man, that's probably our ancestors, you know, our great grandparents from 60 years, 70 years ago, whatever. And I'm like, and we just walk around like everything's fine and, you know, this freedom's free. And it was, I don't know, it was eye opening to see.
I try to think of it every once in a while when I drive by it in the middle of the night coming to work and I see it. I go,
yeah,
that's pretty interesting. I drive by that every day.
Yeah. And think about what that image looked like for people on the boats coming over in 1910.
Yeah.
You know, fall asleep in the middle of the night, you wake up and you're in New York Harbor and you're staring at that. Like, you made it.
You made it here.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What was the thing you said to remind you of?
So I saw an article about a woman who bought we always talk about older homes. A woman bought a 17th century house, I believe it was.
Damn.
Yes. And so they noticed there were some issues with the walls. So they figured, you know, we got this house. We knew we got to do some fixes. So they go to replace the walls. When they ripped the walls down to rebuild, they found a couple of human bones in the walls.
What?
Along with a few more bones, which they've later decided they were animal bones. But still, I mean, whatever. And then the woman who bought this house did some research on the property, came to find out that the house next door, the cottage next door, a murderer lived in. Until he was arrested and put in whatever they did in the put to death for all I know in the 17th century. I don't know. And we always talk about, would you be okay in a house if you learned of bad things happen there? Well, now you live in a home where you just discovered human remains in your walls. Freaky.
Very freaky.
Yeah.
I would not want to stay there. But how do you
sell
that?
Well, she has to live there now.
I hope she did. She's doing new drywall.
I hope.
Painting.
I'm pretty sure.
Put some new drywall up, paint it.
Wouldn't it also make you wonder what else are in the other walls of the home?
Yep. I'd wonder. You'd have to, at that point, all the walls, new drywall all over the house. I would be very nervous if there's a basement.
Yeah. And what went on down there and what was hidden in those walls.
Yeah, it's
creepy.
Yeah, very creepy. I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either.
I don't like the sound of that at all, Jerry.
Very interesting, though, given our conversations about ghosts.
Yeah.
Homes that, you know, people don't disclose or you never find out something bad happened in.
Well, tell you a murderer lived next door and he buried the people in the walls?
Right. So the story didn't say if he was responsible for any killings in that home. But just that he was, again, I'm using the word convicted. I don't know that because I don't know what the laws were 250 years ago.
Yeah.
But very interesting.
Hmm. Did you see this story that in Spain and Portugal, they have massive electricity outings?
No.
And they don't know why.
Uh-oh. I don't like this.
Yeah. It's freaky.
This I don't like.
Yeah. It was freaking me out just reading the stories that there were parts of France too, but I think those are okay now.
Okay.
But I think it's like all of the major cities in Spain and Portugal, no power.
For how long? Has it come back?
No.
No.
And they don't know why there's no power.
Oh, boy.
And
so like Madrid right now is out of power.
Yeah, Madrid, no power. So everything's out, including even cell service is also out. And they're trying to tell people to stay in your homes because people are just getting in their cars and driving around.
Yeah.
And they're saying, no, you know, please stay in your homes. But, man, I worry about that.
There it is.
The power grid, Jerry, seems fragile.
Well, I mean, this is hilarious. All I did was put Madrid in.
Yeah.
And the first thing that comes up, you would think you're worried about panic, how people are doing.
Yes.
I'm not even joking. You know what the first bunch of stories are? Major European power outage suspends tennis at the Madrid Open. Like, that's all over the place here. Tennis fans left shocked after a really strange incident in Madrid Open match gets suspended. But there's no power.
Yeah, there's no power.
Wow. This is scary.
Yeah, they don't know if they were cyber attacked.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like an idea of a cyber attack to the grid.
This idea has been out there, and this idea we've talked about scares the living crap out
of me. Yeah, that is a scary one.
Boy, oh boy.
Okay. I think you often forget, like, have you ever had a power outage, you know, where you lose power for a little while, and you walk in a room and click the light anyway?
Yes. Like, well, during Sandy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, during Sandy, I was home.
How long were we out?
I don't know about everybody. Because my parents got power sooner than I did. And where my sister-in-law lives, they lost power for like 2 hours. Now, she lives down by your mom all the way down South Jersey. So they lost power for a couple hours, and then they were back. I know for us, that storm was on a Sunday night, if I remember, because we were supposed to be at work Monday, and I was not allowed on the parkway or the turnpike. The state troopers told me to go home. I was out of power Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and still out of power Friday when I left to go to Boston, where Columbia was playing Harvard, a football game on Saturday. My wife, and that was also Halloween week, I think, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong about that. But my wife took my boys to her sister's on like Tuesday afternoon. And so she went and spent a few days there. And I think she got back on Friday in power. So I'm going to say four and a half days for us. And that was a lot. That was enough.
Yeah, I was in Basking Ridge at the time. I was definitely at least, I feel like it was like a week, but
it was
a couple of days short of a week.
Yeah.
It's weird too, because certain things for some people do work depending on the system you're on, right? So it's like, I remember I had hot water. Because my hot water heater was gas and didn't have an electric component to it.
Oh, interesting.
And then people that had gas stoves.
Yeah, you could still burn the boiler. I didn't realize.
Yeah, as long as you light the thing, because your starter was probably electric.
Correct. Well,
right?
The stove is off. Like, there's no power to the stove, but you can open the cylinder basically and start to get the flow of gas, and then you just match light it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I used a barbecue.
That was a good idea.
That week, I used the barbecue. Yeah.
I know in Basking Ridge, I had an electric stove. That didn't work for me.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was prepared for this, though. Like, we knew this was potentially coming. Yeah. And I remember I made a whole bunch of hamburgers, and I put them I had them in the freezer, and then I had a cooler full of ice, or a freezer full of ice also, that I was going to put in a cooler. And that's what I did. I had these hamburgers, cooked hamburgers, in a cooler. And I remember my neighbor next door was going to a friend's house who had power.
Right.
And I gave him sweet potatoes that he boiled for me.
And that worked.
That boiled sweet potatoes tasted like the greatest thing ever.
I'm sure. When you're desperate, things start to taste much better.
Yeah.
Again, we take stuff for granted.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. Like, Eddie's got the gas generator, and I've dragged my feet on that. Part of it's because
it's expensive.
They are very expensive, but what do you really need it for is the one thing I always come back to. But then you see something like this, and it could be significant. Now, you also, the only one that's got the lights on in the house, you better watch out when the power's out for more than a few days.
Right.
So then I'm like, I'll get the gasoline generator just to be able to. But then everyone knows you can hear it and you got to go get gasoline. So that's not even a great answer. But it's just everything is so effing expensive. It's like at some point, but I know I have to do it. And then I'm also, like my one son's 20, my other son's 15. And it's, you talk about getting older. I've had this conversation with my wife now. Like, how much longer are we going to be in the house now? When they're gone, I'm not staying there. I mean, I love it. I do. But I don't need the size house I'm in. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
In this day and age, kids stay home until they're 30. I don't even know when my kids will. I know my older son has plans in a few years to move out right after he graduates. So I don't know. Is my younger son stick around till he's 25? I don't know. But if he doesn't, what am I doing in this house? I'm ready to sell and go get a condo. I'm like, I'm good. Am I going to go spend $8,000 on a generator if I'm going to move in 4 years?
Right.
Seems like a waste of money.
Yes.
It is. It does help sell the house. Would you not agree?
It does. I think if it was a really competitive housing market.
Right.
But now I think the house sells for the same price with it or without it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Is like another amenity that the house has.
Yeah.
And it probably doesn't add any value to it.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep my eye on that, see what's going on in Spain and Portugal.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding.
That's the scary stuff.
I will say we saw this weekend the, the zoo is back in my house, which is in the backyard.
Oh, so you've got animals back there.
We've always had them. So far, so good, though. So we saw a groundhog in the back of the backyard, but I have not, and I've inspected, I have not. Our deck now has that see-through wiring barrier that goes around and is dug a little deep into the ground, and it's all the way. I have not seen any, any breaches.
Is it supposed to be groundhog proof?
Yeah, that's the whole idea of it. So I think if we have groundhogs, I think they have relocated to another backyard, but they still come to the back of ours. That I can live with. I'm fine with it. Just stay with my house.
They want to come visit.
No problem.
You got no problem. Don't burrow and live in my house.
Correct. So I'm good with that so far. The one that we saw, though, which I was like, oh, come on. I saw we had a tree that we quarterized because even the company was like, this is going to be a major job to rip this thing. It's a monster tree. And they even suggested, we'll cut this thing in half for you and be no problem, be in and out in an hour and a half. And I'm like, oh, fine. Let's do that. And much cheaper. So I was fine with that. Goddamn raccoon is living in the tree. I don't know where the hole is. I don't know, but I saw it coming and going. The thing's huge.
Do they have like a nest, like a bird?
It might.
A giant raccoon nest?
It's a big raccoon, yeah.
Did you look into that? Do raccoons have nests?
I ain't going back there.
No. I mean like to see what it could potentially be. If a raccoon's living in a tree, what is it living in?
I will check. I will check because now I want it out. I want the tree out. And we did it 2 years ago. They quartered. Now, listen, I need you to dig this. Even shave it to the bottom. I don't even need to get rid of this thing, though. So I'm going to let them know, though, there's a raccoon in there. I don't want you guys to get hurt.
Yeah, you got to chop that down to just a stump.
Yes. I'm trying to be like, get rid of the animals. Go live somewhere else.
We don't want you dead, but you can't live here.
Right. I'm not grabbing a BB gun and shooting these things. I know some people do that. But
I don't like to harm the animals. I don't want the animals living where I'm living, but I don't want them harmed.
I agree. I just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we shall see. I'm working on it.
All right, Jerry. I'm looking forward to that's a continuing story. We're going to continue to cover here on the
been going on for 5 years
post game podcast.
Holy crap!
All right, Jerry. Let's do the warm up show.
Yeah,
we'll be back here on a Tuesday. See ya,
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.